Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Brayton Suprenant. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the Brayton Suprenant Show. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen and favorite us on the Odyssey app. You can also catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Plus, stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter, X, Instagram, and TikTok. And subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. Now, let's get into the show.
San Diego, it's time to fire it up. From the beaches to the ballparks, from the gas lamp to North County, no one knows America's finest city like he does.
You can't just punt on a Manny Machado prime year.
He's a fourth-generation San Diegan, born and raised in the heart of this community. Passionate, opinionated, and always bringing you the real talk on your teams, your city, and everything in between.
Brayton totally knows his stuff. He's ready for the next step. That guy is good.
Live and local, it's the Brayton Sir Brennan Show.
But I think Brayton is one of the up-and-coming young stars in the media game in San Diego.
Now, here's your host, Brayton Sir Prenant.
Lunchtime hour on 97.3 The Fan. It's presented by The Kraft Taco. This noon lunch hour brought to you by the Kraft Taco. Bold flavors at two locations, Sorrento Valley and inside Balboa Park's Natural History Museum. Frank, have you been to Kraft Taco yet?
I have been to Kraft Taco, yes.
Your mic was off, so I have no idea if what
I swore I would never lie on air again, so no.
We'll try again tomorrow, folks. We will try again tomorrow. You know, today would be a great day to go to Kraft Taco for me. But I've meal prepped the whole week. But here's what I got later on this afternoon. No fair today, correct? Fair's closed on Tuesdays.
Right. I believe Tuesday and Wednesday the fair's closed.
This is the best Tuesday that the fair could be closed. Because after today, I need a nap so bad. I don't nap a lot, but today is like a day that I would need one, and I'm not going to get one. So last night, I played. So yesterday after the show, we went and hit OTL. Already had one team since then DM me, and I got them shirts. Our guy Andy DM'd me. He's got an OTL team, wants three pink shirts, all large, set. Got you. Go rep on July 12th. But we went and hit OTL yesterday, a couple of the teams that we're going to be playing that we have in the tournament. So I hit OTL yesterday for a couple, and none of this is like, woe is me. This is all fun. I'm enjoying life. So go out there and hit OTL for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then I had four softball games last night, in which people always go like, are you out of your mind? Maybe. So I had a game at 7, game at 8. We won at 8, we played at 9, which we did. And then I had a game at 10. I play on three teams on Mondays. And one of the teams had playoffs. We ended up losing the championship by 2 runs, but I don't really care. It's a weekly softball league. And the thing about losing the championship, you play the next week. Just an endless cycle. Mike Swing.
I have a question.
I might have an answer.
Because you lost the championship game, did you lose the Juan Soto trade?
I don't know. We might have lost maybe the backdoor sliders trade, since that was the name of their team.
Might have done.
But yes, so I play on a co-ed team on Mondays, a men's lower and a men's upper. I think they bumped the men's lower team up, so I might only be on 2 teams now, which is unfortunate. But then we played at 10, and the 10 o'clock game was delayed because of earlier games, one of them that I was a part of. I felt bad because we were winning. This is the 8 o'clock game. Frank, we were winning 16-5.
Oof.
We're the home team. There is 7 seconds left and a full count to our batter with 2 outs. And if he gets out in those 7 seconds, we have to play another inning. He swings, which he had to, his full count, and he hits a line drive right at the left fielder who catches it with 3 seconds on the clock. So we had to go out there and play another inning. And at that time, it was already running late. So then it was like, oh my God.
See, that's one where you look over and go, really? Did we have to do this? Really?
Like, that.
Do we have to?
AJ got yelled at by all of the... His name's AJ. He got yelled at by all the guys on the team. Like, bro, really? Hit it foul? Like something?
I understand rules is rules, but, like, do we have to?
Yeah. So we had to go out there and play. It extended all the games, and so it came back to bite me in the ass because my 10 o'clock game didn't start till like 10:15, 10:20. Got out there at like 11:20, 11:30. And when you play when you do any type of physical activity late at night, you're up. You're like juiced up, ready to go. So like, I didn't go to bed until about 1, probably 12:31. I had practice this morning. I'd be up at 5. Went to football practice from 6 to 8:30.
So you are running on 3 hours of sleep and a dream right now.
Hey, in my coffee that I'm out of now.
Which I have lost.
I do not have it now because I'm out of said coffee. Yes, and so when we are done today, to bring it all back to the Kraft Taco thing, I'm heading up the coast to Carlsbad. Don't have to worry about fare traffic. Why? There's no fare today. It's great. Because we have 7-on-7 at Carlsbad against the Lancers. Against Thad McNeil's Carlsbad Lancers at 4:30. We start at 4:30, got to be there at 4. And then after that, I will come home and hopefully not fall asleep during the Padre game. There's no nap time mixed in there. I will probably have to eat one of my meal preps in between. But it'd be a great day for the Kraft Taco. Go up the coast. What's our weather looking like? It's starting to get sunny here in Sierra Mesa.
Yeah, it's starting to get better.
So that's what we got on that. We'll talk about the lunchtime. Rod is having a great lunchtime hour. Rod, have a day, my guy. Rod is at Point Loma Seafood. It looks sunny in the picture. He tagged us on social media. It's sunny. It's good outside. He's eating a sandwich on sourdough. It looked like a tuna sandwich. Didn't look like the sloppy squid. It's got some onion rings. Guy's having a day. Go out there and have a day. Now, we got the guy that only comes into the chat when the Padres lose. Didn't see this guy last week. Guy's never happy. The guy is never happy. He might be the most miserable fan I've ever seen. And he comes in the chat today. Haven't seen him in like 3 days. Nothing after the 11 for 19 for Xander Bogaerts. Nothing. Just crickets. Padres lose last night too. Again, he just hates AJ Preller, so he has to go on this thing about like blah, 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 blah. So, he's in the chat today. He's like, I'm curious to see how Braden defends all these trades. I said, I can't defend the Trey Turner trade. That's probably the worst trade that Preller has done. The Max Fried one, okay. Not that great. But other than those two in his first year where he's kind of rebuilding the whole farm system to players that he likes, so I think you can make the argument on that with the Max Fried deal. And you look at some of these names, like the Brent Rooker deal. I can't believe he traded Brent Rooker. Brent Rooker had like two at-bats for the Padres just to throw in the Chris Paddock deal with Taylor Rogers. He ends up being good. I mean, it's just, it's not that bad of a deal, though. I mean, whatever it was. I don't even know what they sent Brent Rooker for. How do you defend the Josh Naylor trade? Well, as AJ Cassavell specifically alluded to, if anybody ever listens or pays attention, which, who knows? Josh Naylor, the Josh Naylor trade was part of the Clevenger deal. At the time, you needed another starting pitcher because in 2020, you thought you could win. If you went out there and got an arm and you went out there and got a catcher, which they did, and they almost completely flipped their roster. It's not the Padres' fault Mike Clevenger blew out his arm. Also not the Padres' fault that Denelson Lamet blew out his arm and ended his career. I would rather have a general manager go for it every year that we have a window than not because he's protecting prospects. I thought AJ Cassavell said it perfectly when it comes to trades. You can't view trades like that. Who won? Who lost? They clearly lost the Trey Turner trade. And they clearly won the Fernando Tatis Jr. trade. But aside from that, most of the trades are pretty much a wash or slightly advantaging one team than the other. Again, how much has the Nationals trade and the Juan Soto deal worked out for them? In terms of overall wins and losses, not a whole hell of a lot. Are they going to be better in the future? They might. And good for them. But in terms of the Padres window, the player helped the Padres during their window. It's a success for the Padres. I don't know how much more specific I got to be on that. They probably won the Josh Hader trade too. I mean, eventually guys are going to leave your organization and become all-stars. It might happen. You can't keep everybody. And a lot of these players that end up getting shipped off, I do recall a lot of the time, Padres fans want them gone. The Luis Arraez trade was good. Go look back at all the players that they traded away for Luis Arraez and Tanner Scott and tell me they didn't come out on top. Again, they're trying to win in this window. I bet you can't even remember some of the players that they traded away for Darvish. And they've made so many trades. They traded the 30th best prospect in the organization for Joe Musgrove. He ended up throwing a no-hitter for you. So again, like, the whole, I just feel like sometimes Padres fans love being miserable and they got to find ways to be miserable. There's nothing to be miserable about. I said I can defend any trade that they make because in the moment of time, it made sense. You have to evaluate things in the moment of time of whether or not it makes sense. Not hindsight down the road. Who cares? And right now it's defense because a lot of people like to bitch and moan about all the trades that may or may not have happened. I'm in the middle. Just laying out the facts. It's never as good as you think. It's never as bad as you think. You can't have this, I love this deal when it happens, and then now the future doesn't work. Now I hate this deal. You know what that is? That makes you a windsock. That makes you a windsock. SB might be the king of the windsocks in our chat. Can we put a windsock next to his name on the YouTube thing instead of making, you know, like we got the wrench for being a moderator? He is the king of the windsocks. Blowing whatever which way the direction is with the wind.
I think that's something, like, that's a subscriber thing, I think.
Oh,
we got, he's got to pay to be a subscriber, and then we can.
He should pay to be a subscriber to get the windsock. I should start handing out windsocks. Windsocks. His last comment doesn't even make any sense. He's like, if I'm a windsock, what's AJ Preller? He's a general manager, dude. He's not changing his opinions. He's just making deals. Keep swaying. Keep swaying. Windsock. Don't be a windsock. We have very specific rules on this show. Rule number one, don't be a windsock. SB, king of the windsocks. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Let's talk about some of your favorite players. Your favorite player. There was a huge article about him. Not that huge. But Dennis Lynn wrote an article about him yesterday. Did anybody read that article? Please put in the chat if you read Dennis Lynn's article. I'd love to know. We are going to talk about Dennis Lynn's article and why it's important when we come back on the Brayden Suprenant Show, standing as number one sports station, 97 through the fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something out of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking a lot about the San Diego Padres, as we always do. The difference of our shows between wins and losses is just hilarious. Hilarious. Love it. Non-stop entertainment. I'm entertained all the time. You guys keep it entertaining. You keep it fun. It's a great. It's better than like just being in a vacuum where everybody says the same thing. I mean, it's so radically different. Back and forth. Let's talk about Xander Bogaerts for a second. Oh, here we go. He's finally gotten off to it. He's starting to put it together a little bit. He's had a little bit of bad luck, and Dennis Lynn has laid out a really good article, if you haven't read it, on Xander Bogaerts. Says underperformed for the Padres. He's also been quite unlucky. There's a couple things I want to point out in this article. Again, if you haven't read it, you should. Because, Frank, how many times have we gotten phone calls from people that say they don't like Bogaerts because he doesn't try and he doesn't try to get better?
You want this week or since I've been on the show?
Right. It's not necessarily the numbers aren't there. It's all about, well, he doesn't look like he tries. He doesn't look like he cares. And I pointed to, and remember the phone call we had a couple of weeks ago where that's exactly what one of our callers said, and I said, did you read the article from Kevin Acey about Xander Bogaerts and what his teammates said about him? What was the answer?
No, I skimmed through it, but no.
The answer was no. Oh, you mean about the one that he was running on the beach? No, not the one in October. The one with before this kind of little stretch in the middle of the season. Xander Bogaerts, again, this is why I defend this guy. AJ Cassville brought it up. You cannot evaluate players based on their contract. Xander Bogaerts was never going to live up to his contract. You must evaluate the players based on, can you get value out of this guy that helps out a good team? He is a good player on a good team. Defensively, he contributes. He's the seventh best defensive shortstop in Major League Baseball, according to FanGraphs. He is top 10 out of major league shortstops in base running. And the biggest problem that he has had is his offense, which you could say is not very good. But again, I point to the metrics. Because everybody that sees older players not put up the numbers that they used to put up immediately goes like, the guy's cooked. If you want to look at those numbers, you look at exit velo, you look at a lot of the different metrics on Baseball Savant, and they are all pointing in the right direction. So then offensively, you look at some of the averages compared to the expected averages. Shows a little bit of unluckiness. Not all of it's unlucky, though. I mean, there are Xander has not been that great this season. But there is some not-so-great luck in there as well. Going into yesterday's game, Xander's in 252 and slugging 352, which is not that great. It's okay. His expected batting average is 272, 20 points higher than his regular batting average on his stats versus expected stats. That tells you he's not getting very lucky. Now, when you look at his slugging, 352, his expected slugging is 396. He is almost 40, around 40 points lower on his slugging. So again, he's got the ability, he's getting a little unlucky, but at the same time, you know, there's a couple things that he obviously needs to tweak, which I think he's been working on while he was 11 for 19 over the weekend. It's not a really big cause for concern. You look at what his teammates said about him. This is what I think is the most important thing. Guys like Jackson Merrill. He cares. That's all you can ask for is he cares. I'm just honored to be on the same team. Most of the Padres have said that he is one of the guys that works the most out of the organization, something that the Red Sox knew about. Bogaerts earned, in the article by Dennis Lynn, Bogaerts earned a reputation over a decade with the Boston Red Sox, winning two World Series, playing in four All-Star games, and spending untold hours poring over video and tinkering inside the batting cage. In San Diego, coaches and teammates say his preparation remains as advertised. Arguably, no Padres player works harder or longer. So again, most of this is defending outlandish takes. I am not glazing the Padres or their players, but I will counter a lot of points that are unfair towards the players and the team. So the unfair comments are just assuming that Xander Bogaerts doesn't care because he's making a lot of money and the results aren't there. That's an insane assumption. The other thing with some of these, you know, about assuming with some of the takes on some of the topics, which everybody calls me a glazer. Trust me, dude. I do not glaze the San Diego Padres. It might sound a little bit on air, but most of it is just staying in the middle because it's never as good as you think and it's never as bad as you think. And so sometimes, and again, if I disagree with some people in the YouTube chat, people just go like, oh, he hates his audience. No, I don't. I love all the conversations that we have. But sometimes you have to look at the reality of the situation instead of trying to have these preconceived notions about some people in the organization you don't like. And that's where I start defending some of these players. Because it starts going into personal attacks towards players or people in the organization because you have come to the conclusion you don't like them because you said they're not very good, and so therefore you are hoping they're not very good because you'd rather be right than let the Padres have success. There are people like that. There are people like that in our YouTube chat. There are people like that. I have friends like that. They went out with a take that this person sucks, and I would rather have them fail to make myself look right than just be like, I hope he turns it around. I've said that about a lot of players. where I'm like, I don't think this guy can get it done. But I'm going to tell you right now, I hope he does because it's for the betterment of the team. I don't really care how much he's making. I can defend every move that AJ Preller has done. I didn't say I agree with all the moves, but I can play the card of defending every one of his moves. I could crush every one of his moves too. Every single move that was laid out in the YouTube chat today that AJ Preller screwed up, I could see both sides to it. Now, the fact that most people in the chat were saying they disagree with the move and they said XYZ, all I said is I can make a counter argument that all those moves, I understand where those come from. You could understand those particular moves. So again, it might seem like I'm totally opposite of my audience. I'm in the middle. Try to lay things out both ways and let the people decide what you think. I'll have my opinion on things too. But again, for me, wasting my time yelling about the same player that's stuck on the team forever is a waste of time. It's a waste of time. Go read the article. See what the organization and the players think about this player and then go like, why would they get rid of him? It makes no sense. And it turns into defending. It's not defending. I'm just laying it out like it's supposed to be. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Xander Bogaerts has all the tools to turn things around. He does. He has all the tools to turn things around. I would be more worried if his exit velocity was down. I'd be more worried if his chase rate was down. I'd be more worried about the strikeout percentage. I mean, all of the metrics that would show that a player is aging and does not care, Xander Bogaerts does not show. He's still hitting the ball really hard, and a lot of it, unfortunately, is right at people. Again, I'd be more worried if it was the other thing. He's helping contribute to wins. Once you get the roster assembled, that's all you're really looking for. Don't get in the semantics of like, well, he costs this much, and he costs. You can't view it like that. You have to view it as this is the team that they have. These are the guys that we think are going to contribute to wins, and Xander is one of those players. They do need to add some other pieces, and we'll wait to see what they decide to do closer to the deadline. 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Give me a call if you want to weigh in on today's show. When we come back, we do need a contestant for a Midday Sports Standoff. If you call in and take me down in trivia, you'll be qualified for a chance to win our grand prize. Celebrate summer with a spa and pool getaway at Resorts World Las Vegas, some of the largest elevated pool complex on the Strip. You will receive a two-night stay at Resorts World Las Vegas, dine poolside at one of the five unique pool experiences, and experience the ultimate in relaxation and wellness at Awana Spa, one of the largest co-ed spa facilities in Las Vegas. To book your summer stay, please visit rwlasvegas.com. We'll do that when we come back on the Braden Soprano Show, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina DiAnaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. We do have a contestant ready to go, so we're excited for that. Coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, we'll talk a little bit about the National League West. What a time to be in the National League West. It's loaded. Although the Arizona Diamondbacks, unfortunately, might be coming back down to earth a little bit. They might be the team that shakes the trade deadline because of the players that they have available at the deadline. If they decide to sell, they want to punt on the season. So, we will see what they got in store. We'll talk about that in the 1 o'clock hour. They got a lot of pieces that could be traded that could mix things up. Overall, we heard from AJ Cassavell earlier on the show today, about an hour ago, about what the Padres need, their biggest need. Left field was on the list. He said a catcher situation is on there. And maybe an arm to eat innings, but not necessarily a front-end starter. I agree with all those things. And the thing is, it's like, and people, and it's funny, somebody mentioned the Reddit, like people on Reddit. Reddit is a place for people to anonymously bitch about stuff. It's just, it's, and Twitter's kind of like that too, and X. I can't get involved with that. And it's funny, and we brought up the perspective last year, and I'm trying to convince people slowly on how to like enjoy a baseball season. Is that fair, Frank, to say? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'm trying to do that. There is a lot of flaws with a lot of teams, and there's a lot of flaws with the Padres. And again, I don't get paid by them. I get paid, I work for Odyssey. I'm here for entertainment purposes. But I'm trying to bring some perspective, to try to bring some happiness into people's lives here. And I got to a point, I mean, I'm seeing, and people are like, nobody loves the Padres. Nobody wants me to win. Nobody wants the Padres to win more than me. All right, yeah, fine. There's a difference between holding teams accountable and holding teams to unrealistic expectations that they will never reach and will never bring you to happiness. We can compare. I mean, the biggest problem with a lot of these things, especially in baseball, like you live on the fact that you think that all teams in baseball are created equally. And I think everybody can agree that's not the case. I would say that the Padres, financially and ownership-wise and where they're at, are way more better off than the Oklahoma A's. Would you agree with that, Frank?
I would agree so, and thank you for using their proper term.
I knew the only way you'd respond is if I said Oklahoma. That perked you up a little bit. So I would say the same thing about any of the teams. Like, there's tiers to it. Not all teams are created equal in Major League Baseball. And a lot of them have different problems, right? More money, more problems. The New York Mets spend a lot of money on players. Frank knows this. He's a Mets fan. He watches the Mets every day. They spend a lot of money. They have a lot of problems themselves. Let's talk about a different team for like 35 seconds. The Mets right now, Frank, are, where are they at in the standings?
I think we just fell out of first, I think. I think they're second now.
In the division or the National League? Because they were first in the National League for a long time, too.
Let's see here. Yeah, they're second by a game and a half in the division.
Would you consider that the Mets are a perfect team?
God, no. We just sent our catcher down.
What do the Mets need at the deadline?
Starting pitching, for one. They would need a center fielder because Jose Siri is done for the year. You'd need a little bit of outfield depth as well. Bullpen help, a cure would be nice that can actually hit.
What a lengthy list for a team that's the second best team in the National League. Right? I mean, that's every team. The Chicago Cubs need a brand new bullpen. They're 46-32. The Phillies have gone on some stretches that are just rough. And the thing is, you always look at like the fans complaining about the negative. And every team's going to be negative. There's going to have a negative. There's not a perfect team out there. So to have your sights on your team being as perfect as can be, that's not holding them accountable. It's setting them to unrealistic expectations. It's only going to upset you. So if you go through the season, let's play this out hypothetically. And I can't believe I'm even talking like this because I'm not a very positive person, I've been told. You guys are fooled. I fool you guys every day with the positivity. But I try to keep things positive. It's better in life to be positive. I'm not overly positive, but I think it's perspective. I would consider Frank to be, how do I say this? As a Mets fan, would you consider to be an optimistic Mets fan or a pessimistic Mets fan?
Pessimistic.
Right. Do you enjoy watching Mets games?
There are days. There certainly are days.
There are days. But, I mean, if you go through the entire season.
There are also nights. Like, if the Mets have a 4-run lead in the 9th inning against the Braves, I am expecting Edwin Diaz to gag it up. That's just the expectation now. It's because I've seen it so many times.
You're waiting for disaster.
And it goes back to what I said earlier in the show, which is if you're a fan of a losing organization, you just wait for the other shoe to fall. When you finally get something good, you're just waiting for the bad thing to happen to ruin it, as it always does.
I feel that too as a Padres fan. Now, that being said, how many times, Frank, do you flush it after a loss in baseball? Now, see, here's where your fandom mixes in with everyday work, right? Because the more you work in the industry, the less of a fan you are, is what they say. So when you talk about it from that perspective, I mean, how many times do you say they're like, we got to flush this?
It's usually when I wake up in the morning, it's gone.
It's gone. I can't bitch and moan about it. We could talk about some things here and there, but I usually the next morning figure out, okay, here's where we're still okay. I saw somebody tweet that out the other day. He was like, every night I go to bed, I feel like the Padres are cooked for 2025. Every day when I wake up in the morning, I feel like they're going to win a World Series. So we're trying to just enjoy the baseball season. Enjoy it. Because I think the more you view things of the past, of all the trades that didn't go the way, all the years that they didn't win a World Series, all of the negative, how do you enjoy the season? I'm generally asking the question, like, how do you enjoy the season? If the entire season, let's roll this out there, okay, Frank? Let's say you live the entire season out, like some of our fans, that's not all of them, like a lot of people listening understand this is ridiculous. But if you go through the entire Padres season, let's say they are going to win the 2025 World Series, but none of us know it. Okay, let's just say that. It's a season that they're going to win the World Series. If you go through the entire season like this, and then they win the World Series, do you say the season was all fun and everything was great? Or you just remember the fact that all the negative times that you went through the season?
Depends on who you are. I mean, if you're our buddy in the chat, you're thinking about the game they blew in April, right? Even though you got a ring.
Well, you know, I almost feel like it would turn into, well, we could have had more if we didn't make these bad decisions.
Yeah.
So now, is that holding the team accountable, or is that looking at the glass half empty?
It's half empty.
So there's a difference.
That's setting
a major difference.
An unreachable level of expectation.
If you expected Xander Bogaerts to hit 300 and hit 30 home runs, and he doesn't do that, being upset about that is not holding him accountable. That's having the glass half empty.
And this is what I told you when he was going on his tear, was he could hit 900 the rest of the year, and somebody will be upset that he didn't hit 910.
Correct.
It's like, that's not a fan.
And the one that really got, it's like some people said, I want the Padres to be run by the Dodgers, like the Dodgers. As we mentioned before, it started this entire thing before we get to the sports fix or the midday sports standoff. I would consider that an unrealistic expectation. What do you think?
One more time.
To hold the Padres to the Dodgers standards of what how they run their organization.
That's unrealistic for anyone.
Unrealistic. That's unrealistic for the Mets, correct?
Yeah, that's unrealistic for any team.
That's unrealistic for the New York Yankees, the New York Mets, the Boston Red Sox, the San Francisco Giants.
That's unrealistic for the Lakers. That's unrealistic for the Patriots. That's unrealistic for the Canadiens. That's unrealistic for anyone.
It's an unrealistic expectation. So if you want a team to be run like the best ever perfect organization, at least on paper.
And Everly just said it in the chat. It would all be worth it, just one ring. Which goes back to the conversation that we had at the beginning of the show, which was you would not care what C.J. Abrams or James Wood or what Robert Hassel III are doing or Mackenzie Gore are doing in Washington right now had Soto won a ring here. You would not care a lick about it.
If they win the World Series this year, it's a game of what-ifs. The Padres win the World Series this year. Do you care what happens to James Wood and C.J. Abrams after that?
No.
Even if Soto's not even part of this.
No shot.
I don't care anymore. It changes the dynamic of things, but the fact that they haven't won yet is making everybody a little bit more antsy. But I, like I said before, and I'll say it again, cannot treat the MLB season like an NFL season. It's just going to make you upset. And there's no reason getting super upset about it. It's frustrating. I'm not going to say it's not frustrating. But at the same time, like reeling it in a little bit, I think you have to have a little bit of perspective. There's a difference between, and again, holding players accountable. Look, to me, you get on players for lack of effort, a lack of trying, not caring. Those are all big reasons to get mad at baseball players specifically.
100%.
But in a game of failure, in a game of failure, one night can't blow up every single time that they lose.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, cannot overly get excited every time they win. What does that make you? A windsock. Like, I can't sit here every day and just like, and I see people like bloggers do this all the time. They just smash the Padres when they're down, and then they kiss their ass when they're good. That makes you not credible. You don't have an opinion on anything. You're just like blowing with the wind. You are a windsock. I can't go out here every single time they lose and just be like, sell the team. And then every time they beat the Dodgers once or they win a couple of games in a row, they're going to the playoffs. It's just, it's why would anybody believe what I have to say? You don't have to. So again, this usually happens on days they lose. We're trying to bring some more positivity and happiness into Padres fans' lives. And not to a cringy state, but just overall perspective. They got things they need to work on. But at the end of the day, it's time to, by the time our show hits up, you get the first couple hours, you can complain about stuff, and then they got to go get it after get it again today. Now, if they get swept this week, or they lose 2 out of 3 to Washington, Thursday, you got to be better. And we could be on it. But after one game, not too much to think about. I said the same thing about the Royals series. I went to the game last Friday. I was like, I can't believe he's lost at the Royals. But let me see what happens in 2 days. You win 2 out of 3. You're on pace, which is really where you want to be right now. You want to get up to a point where, you know, you can get to 90 wins. Right now, they're on pace for 85 wins, 84 wins. That's not going to get you in the playoffs. Like it's important that that's the reason why you got off that. That's why it was so important to get off that big start.
And like I told you off air yesterday, you're going to go 60-60. Mm-hmm. It's what you do with the other 42. So you're watching whichever column hits 60 first. That tells you what your concern level is.
Correct. I'm not worried about it. And I know they're going to add some pieces at the deadline, and it's just the difference between holding the team accountable and glass half full, glass half empty. I mean, I just think like reality needs to set in sometimes. We get emotional. It's fine. That's what fans do. They want the team to win. I like the passion. That's my favorite part about the chat. Even the people I disagree with. There's a lot of people in there I disagree with. They'll even call me names. I don't care. Call me whatever name you want. I love the passion. And that's the best part about the fans here in San Diego, the passionate fans. It's way better than them not caring. At least they care. That's what you like to see. Do they care enough to try to take me down in trivia? Let's find out. Midday Sports Standoff.
Welcome to Midday Sports Standoff on the Braden Soprenin Show.
I can't believe what I'm seeing right now.
The ultimate head-to-head battle where sports knowledge and quick thinking collide.
No good. Are you kidding me?
Contestants will go toe-to-toe with Braden in a sports trivia deal where every correct answer brings them closer to victory.
Down the sideline! Wow! Unbelievable!
But three strikes and it's game over.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
Can you outsmart Braden? The Midday Sports Standoff starts now.
All right.
What do we got today, Frank?
Today we have Victor in Claremont is going to be our contestant. Victor, how are you doing today, bud?
I'm doing well. Let's get this going.
All right. So it's going to be another short answer kind of day. There's only five possible answers to this. There are five colleges that have won the college football championship, the college basketball championship, and the college baseball championship. So we're going to look for all five who have won those three championships. Victor, you have first pick.
Definitely going to go with LSU.
LSU has not won all three.
They haven't won basketball. Right? They've won football
right.
and baseball.
Yes.
This one's going to be tough. I'm going to go with the Florida Gators.
Florida is one.
They went back-to-back basketball. I know they won baseball from yesterday's trivia question, and I know they've won football with Tim Tebow.
Victor.
Let's roll with UCLA.
UCLA has won one. Well, has won all three, yes.
Now you got to start thinking of like some old school squads in there, too. I don't think Notre Dame's won basketball or baseball. I don't know if Tennessee's won basketball. I'm going to go with Tennessee. I know they won football and baseball. Haven't won basketball.
Tennessee is a negative. Victor.
Let's roll with Texas.
They've never won basketball, huh? Michigan. Hail to the victors.
Michigan is correct.
So we have three of the five?
We have three of the five. And Victor, you have one strike left to give.
So, USC.
No, unfortunately not. Braden.
What do we have here? There's two teams left.
There are two teams left. Victor, thank you very much for playing today. Appreciate you giving it a shot.
All right. The game's over already? I still want to
give
me a
hint.
Yeah,
you got the third strike. They are all, there's no like sneaky team. Like Delaware isn't going to be one of them.
What conference are they in?
Okay, so the two we're missing, Pac-12, ACC, and
Stanford.
Big 10. Or Big 12, sorry. No, yeah, Big 10, sorry.
Stanford?
No.
Cal. Cal Berkeley.
The Bears.
Ooh, they won a football championship. All right, so Cal and the other one's the Big 10?
Yes, Big 10.
Is it the Ohio State University?
It is the
Ohio
State
University.
They won in baseball?
When did they win in baseball? That would have been a long time ago. Ohio State.
Three of those six teams have won all of them in the same year.
That's UCLA.
None of which reside in California, though.
Ohio State, maybe?
Ohio State, Florida, and Michigan all won all three in the same year.
College World Series 1966 for the Ohio State Buckeyes. 1 o'clock hour coming to the next Braden Suprenant Show.
That's a wrap for today's episode of the Braden Suprenant Show. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and favorite us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And remember, you can always catch me live weekdays from 10 to 2 on 97.3 The Fan and streaming on YouTube. Stay connected. Follow me at B_SURP, at BSURP on Twitter/X, Instagram, and TikTok. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube page at B_SURP. Thanks again for listening. I'll catch you guys next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.